Protocol number 14. When we become rulers, we will not tolerate the existence of any other religion except our own, which proclaims one God, with whom our fate is bound up because we are the chosen people, and our fate has determined the fate of the world. For this reason, we must destroy all other religions. If the result of this produces modern atheists, as a transitory step, this will not interfere with our plans, but will act as an example to those generations which will listen to our teaching of the religion of Moses, which, owing to its solid and thoughtful system, will eventually lead to the domination of all nations by us. We will also lay stress on the mystical truth of Masonic teaching, which we will assert is the foundation of its whole educative power. On every possible occasion, we will then publish articles in which we will compare our beneficial rule with that of the past. The benefits of peace, although attained through centuries of unrest, will serve to demonstrate the beneficial character of our rule. The mistakes made by the Goys during their administration will be pictured by us in the most vivid colors. We will cause such disgust toward the administration of the Goys that the masses will prefer the peace of serfdom to the rights of the much lauded liberty which has so cruelly tortured them and drained from them the very source of human existence, and by which they were exploited by a mass of adventurers ignorant of what they were doing. The useless changes of government to which we ourselves prompted the Goys when we were undermining their governmental apparatus will become such a nuisance to the people by that time that they will prefer to endure anything from us rather than risk a repetition of former unrest and hardship. We will, moreover, lay particular stress on the historical mistakes made by the Goy governments, which caused humanity to suffer for many centuries for lack of understanding of all matters pertaining to its true welfare, and because of their search for fantastic schemes of social welfare. The Goys did not notice that such schemes, instead of improving mutual relationship, which is the basis of human existence, have only made it worse. The whole force of our principle and measures will lie in the fact that they are put forward and interpreted by us as being in sharp contrast to the decayed social order of former times. Our philosophers we'll discuss all the shortcomings of the Goy religion, but nobody will ever discuss our religion in the light of its true aspect, and nobody will ever thoroughly understand it except our own people, who will never dare to disclose its secrets. In countries so-called advanced, we have created insane, dirty, and disgusting literature. For a short time after our entrance into power, we will encourage its publication in order that the contrast between it and the speeches and programs which will be heard from our heights should be more pointedly marked. Our wise men, trained as guides to the Goys, will prepare speeches, plans, memoranda, and articles by which we will influence the minds and direct them towards the conceptions and the knowledge which we wish them to have.